This is Mornings with Pat and Amy for Friday, May 8th, 2020. Sorry, I've been ill. More about that coming up. Adele looks like a different person. If you were hoping for a Spider-Man movie featuring all the Spider-Mans, keep hoping. And of course, we have plenty of good news for you. But first, what's in the news today? Amy, how are you? Good morning. It's been a couple days.
It has. I've missed you.
I'm sure. Yes.
So, yeah, breaking news. Mother's Day is Sunday. Oh. I hope you've stepped up your game, Pat.
I did make a plan. Good. I'm going to finish all the stuff involved the nursery and all the house stuff that needs to be done so she no longer has to worry about it. She said it's the best gift she could ever get. So, there you go.
Well, the gift that keeps on giving here in Central New York, we're getting snow for Mother's Day. Across the region.
The weather's been on. I think that's why I've been sick. The weather's been awful. It's been warm and then cold and then warm and then cold. So great. Snow. Yes, good. Good. Apparently accumulation in some spots too, I heard. Oh, good. Great.
Hey, happy birthday. By the way, it was hailing yesterday in Fairport.
Oh, that's right. You're on location in Fairport today. That's right.
I am.
Hail. How big of hail? Was it significant hail?
It was weird. It was almost like snow cone slush being thrown at the ground.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm. We live in a great part of the world.
We do.
Fantastic.
Governor Cuomo is extending the, how do you even say that?
Moratorium.
Moratorium. On COVID-related hardship until August 20th for renters who can't make their rent.
Okay, so if you're having trouble in your rent, good, good. That'll help you. That's fantastic. Okay.
Yes. Governor Cuomo says 66% of new COVID-19 patients were people who contracted it despite staying at home. Those sickened were disproportionately older, starting at 51 years old, and also minorities. And it's surprising to find that out. And officials are urging everyone to be careful who they let in their house.
Yeah. Just because you're not going out doesn't mean you can't get it, especially when people stop by. Do you go out and greet like the mailman or the UPS person or anything like that? Or do you just let them put the package on the step, then go get it?
I was actually outside the other day and the mail girl pulled up and she started walking up to me with a package and I went to take it and I like backed up. I said, do I need to like back up? And she like set it down on the ground. It was this weird, awkward dance that we did. But I was trying to give her space just because I wasn't wearing a mask. She wasn't wearing a mask.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Because it's awkward and you don't want to be, don't want to be a danger to them and they don't want to be a danger to you. So yeah, it's kind of weird right now. And that's weird that's happening.
I know. The Justice Department is dropping the criminal case against President Donald Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn. It comes even though prosecutors have maintained that Flynn lied to the FBI about his conversations with the Russian ambassador.
What else is new? Are we surprised? Right? I mean, are we surprised?
No.
Of course not.
No.
Shh.
The number of people with jobs continues to decline as another 3.2 million people filed for unemployment last week. 33 million are without jobs since this crisis began. And as a result, Congress is negotiating a second CARES Act.
They're actually saying that with this one, states may get a lot more money so that they can continue to pay unemployment. Like New York's going to run out of money to pay unemployment.
Easily.
And that's a problem. So hopefully this goes through. Maybe we all get another check. Hey, I'll take another check.
Nice.
Yeah, I could pay more debt down. That's probably where it would go. But that's okay.
The Buffalo Bills schedule is out, but take it with a grain of salt because who knows if the scheduled games will happen or not anyway.
I guess the Jets are coming to Buffalo for the season opener. Sounds like fun. If it actually happens. So, like, I'd go through the whole schedule, but to be perfectly honest with you, there's no point because we could find out in a couple months that, oh, all these games are being bumped. I guess they have contingency plans and all this stuff just in case, but still, just, you know, before you run out thinking to yourself, I'm going to buy a ticket to make plans, pump the brakes on that maybe for a second. So my sincere apologies. I've been sick, as you all know, for the last couple of days, so we didn't have a show, and I'm sorry about that. I've actually had trouble breathing, which scary. Now, here's the thing. Never got a fever. Never even got a semblance of a fever. Never got body aches. Never got a sore throat. This is pretty common for me this time of year. See, what happens is spring comes, and I hate spring. I hate spring with the fire of a billion suns because my body says, oh, so we're going to have moisture and pollen in the air? Cool. Let's make you sick. forever.
Oh, yeah.
How's that sound? I have really terrible allergies to the point where I have to have weekly shots, and it's not fun. And I haven't been able to get the shots because of the coronavirus and quarantining and things like that. So I'm finally getting those. But the point is, I really was having so much post nasal drip, which just sounds great, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound yummy?
Sure.
That it's like, okay, so like the asthma is bad, and because I have asthma. And honestly, for a little I am. And I thought to myself, should I go get a coronavirus test? Because it is a respiratory illness. I'm having trouble breathing. All the cold meds work on it. You know, it makes it better. And if I take an inhaler, that works. But I don't know. I didn't. I haven't. I don't think I'm going to, only because I don't know what the point is. Like, okay, so if I have it, it's not like they can do anything. If I can't breathe, I'm still going to go to the hospital.
Right.
Right? Like, that's... But do you think I should? Am I supposed to? Is that, like, the responsible thing to do here? Or am I wasting a test?
You know what? I believe that they have an online quiz, basically.
Yeah. And I just don't check all the boxes. That's the thing. I don't check all the boxes.
The thing is, not... Yeah, but I don't think everybody does check every single box. So that's... I mean, I'd go get tested. I feel like testing, the number of people testing right now is kind of down.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah.
But I feel, here's the thing. Like, if, let's say I have it then, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And people got to remember, you have an over 80% chance of really not having anything bad happen to you if you get this, even if you have, like, asthma or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, then I gotta be like, okay, I've been here and I've been there and I've done this and I've been in contact with these people and my wife's and kid, they haven't been in contact with anybody. But now, like, it starts this whole process that I just don't want to be a part of. And I realize it's the responsible thing to do and I'm just being a giant wuss. But I just don't, I don't want to start that process. I just want to get better and just go about my day.
Yeah, but it's that responsible because, I mean, if your family needs you to go out and get something, you're going to go out and get something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'd probably be a good thing to know if you have it or not.
I mean, I'm very responsible when I go out. I wear a mask that I've cut a hole in, and I like to breathe on people and
just
lick
like that
holes.
Lady.
Just like that lady who, oh my God, did you see that picture of that lady who cut the hole in her mask? I don't know if you saw it.
A video that I saw.
That Karen was giving everyone the stink eye too. Like they're all just being mean to her. You know what, lady? You are useless. No, I am very responsible. I really do. I have the mask on the whole time. I wash my hands. I don't touch things I don't mm-hmm. need to touch. I stay away from people. But I admit it's in the back of my mind, and I'm sure I don't have it. I'm sure that my issue with this whole thing is I probably just have a normal cold because I always get a cold this time of year. And by the way, normal respiratory colds going around right now too. So, you know, I don't know where I would have gotten it from. I have no idea. It just doesn't make any sense for me to even get it. But then you see this thing about people are staying home and getting it. So,
yeah. I mean, I fall under the category of better safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole like being a responsible human being and whatnot. But I'm also a hypochondriac, so maybe a little bit, not a lot, just a scotch.
Let me tell you, there's nothing like being in Wegmans and having to cough right now
for any reason.
Everyone's like, oh, what's your deal? And I was like, no, I'm sure I don't. Of course, maybe I do, but I really don't think I have it. I really don't. And I am getting much better and I feel a lot better. So here's hoping. I'll think about getting tested this weekend, though. I'll think about getting tested this weekend.
Okay.
Mostly so I don't get all of your judgment. TV and movie news. There's been rumblings that there may be a Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire, and Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movie after the success of the animated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie. Do your kids see the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse one?
Yeah, I actually watched it with him. It was cute.
It was. I liked it a lot. In fact, they pitched doing all three of those guys making a cameo in that movie at the end. However, Sony You know, they nixed it. They thought it was too early to cross over the characters. You know, these movie execs think way too much about these things. Just make it happen, right? Like, that would have been awesome to see. We're getting a National Treasure 3 movie. Now, we know that, all right? But we also may be getting a show on Disney Plus. Jerry Bruckheimer says he's working on both the movie and the show, though the show would not feature Nicolas Cage in all likelihood, who's, by the way, going to be the Tiger King. So that's pretty good. He is, however, back for the movie, though. So we'll get Nicolas Cage back in National Treasure 3.
Okay.
Are you a fan of those?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I like those. I didn't love the second one, but the first one was really good. So I'm looking forward to the next one. Speaking of adventure movies, Harrison Ford could return for Han Solo in a Han and Chewie Star Wars spinoff. I don't know if it's going to be a show or a movie, but sources say Lucasfilm has spoken to the actor about returning to the role, which would be set before The Force Awakens. It would show us his adventures in the run up to that film. Hey, I don't like prequels. Once something's been done, it's been... No, I get tired of this. Like, can we not do prequel movies? Can we not go back in time? Stop trying to suck more, you know, stuff out of the series. Just move forward and stop going backward, in my opinion, anyway. The Tonys may be canceled. That's not surprising. Variety reports that talks to bring the Tonys back later this year have stalled, mostly because you can't go see any of the shows. So how are you going to vote on anything if you can't see them? So I wouldn't plan on that happening. And Scandal has yet another new home. I don't know if you're a Scandal fan, but Hulu acquired the Kerry Washington-led political drama. It was originally an ABC show, then Netflix picked it up, and now it's going to be on Hulu, which is set to premiere on May 20th. The good news is there's plenty of it. Like in Moravia High School, their seniors got a surprise, a parade in their honor. Community got together to put it on. Several people made custom lawn signs with like their names on them and that sort of thing. Local businesses got involved. The fire department was there. Look, these seniors, no matter what high school they're in, they're not having much of a good year here, right? So no. Anything to kind of honor them is a nice thing. And it's not the end of the world, but it's a nice thing that people in Moravia High School District did. A retired farmer finally got his degree after sending a mask to Governor Cuomo. Dennis Runke is from Kansas and answered our state's call for donations of PPEs. He had 5 N95 masks left from his farming days, and despite his wife being ill and both being in their 70s, out of the kindness of his heart, he sent Cuomo a mask. He was 2 credits shy of getting his degree from Kansas State University in 1971. So, university's president and the Kansas governor presented him with a bachelor's degree as a show of thanks for his generosity, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Lowe's is sending 1 million flowers to nursing homes for Mother's Day. Over 500 senior care facilities in cities hit hard by the coronavirus will get them, including New York, Seattle, Chicago, Boston, Houston, and Miami. And Uber is doing the deliveries for free. Plus, all the flowers are coming from small business growers and nurseries.
That's awesome because it's usually a big box store, so usually they don't do that sort of stuff. So it's cool that they're getting the small business owners involved.
Yes, and everyone's coming together. I love it. Mm-hmm. If you need a State Fair food fix, you'll get one this weekend because Villa Pizza Free is teaming up with 2 other fair vendors for a State Fair food fest today through Sunday from noon to 8.
That's awesome. So
yes,
lots of gas, and not from the cars, from the pulling through. Yeah, no, that's good news though. That's good. Did you see Adele?
I am shooketh.
Shooketh. I like the adjective.
Yes.
She posted a picture of herself on Instagram, I think it was Tuesday, for her 32nd birthday, which is, I don't know why, I just always think Adele is older than 32. Not that that's young, but it's not old, you know? Right. Now, we all had heard that she lost some weight. Great. She looks like a different person.
Yes, she does.
Like what size do you think Adele is now?
I have no idea.
Like a 4? Maybe?
I would guess maybe more of like a 6.
Still thin.
Oh, that's that's little.
No, she looks great. Does she? Well, does she? Do you think she looks great? I think she looks great. Do you think she looks great?
I thought she was beautiful before.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like she's one of those stars that her weight has fluctuated and people have really focused on that. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, she's stunning. Her face doesn't look like her.
No, and it's weird. Anytime anybody goes from being bigger to being mm-hmm. very thin, not like losing a few pounds, it can be a shock to the system, especially when you don't see them for a while. And we hadn't seen right. much of Adele lately. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I feel like, and I understand it. I'm not hating on her for doing what she wants to do. I would never do that. I feel like you have to do what she did to further your career. Like, yes, she's had these great albums, but she's 32. She's entering a lot of times what ends up being the twilight of a lot of singers' careers. They okay. start going down when they hit their 30s. You know, they had their hot moments in their 20s, and then they start going downward. And you have to do something to kind of shock the system, the media system, to get everybody's attention again.
Oh.
And I think that's what she just did. And I give her all the credit in the world. But part of me is kind of sad in a way, because wasn't that the appeal to Adele, as she was almost like an everywoman who had just an amazing voice, who had all these relationship problems and what wasn't a perfect 10 with her looks and body. But I think a lot of people related to her because she was just a normal person who did really nice things, by the way, all the time for people. And mm-hmm. I'm sure she's still going to do that. But now she's like, now she's thin. So now she's not the every person.
I think that there is so much focus on women's bodies, whether you're in the spotlight or not, mm-hmm. and society's expectation of what you should be. It's a brainwashing problem from the time that you can watch TV,
mm-hmm.
see any kind of advertising. It's pretty disturbing.
You're right. You're absolutely, because with guys, it's not the same. I mean, it's just,
no.
It's, uh-uh. It's not to say that, you know, like when Chris Pratt went from chubby, quote unquote, chubby to ripped, that was a big mm-hmm. story. But like, again,
yeah.
he was a good actor. He's a funny guy. That didn't have to be the lead story. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but it was. And that's kind of how society is. And I'm not saying they don't deserve to be commended. It's a lot of hard work, but it's,
oh my God, yeah.
it's tough though. And God, I always forget her name. She's in the Good Place, but she always stresses this, that celebrities have, including Adele, millions of dollars, nothing but time to do this. Chefs, personal trainers, all of nannies. The best things, nannies. They have all of the best things to focus on these things and hold and have people hold them accountable. They don't have to hold right. themselves accountable. They have people to do that for them. So I hope that people don't look at Adele and think to themselves, well, if she can do it, I can. Not because you shouldn't be motivated. I'm just saying, I think sometimes we put too much of a stress on that and we forget how much easier it is. It isn't easy, but how much easier it is for someone like Adele to do what she did.
Right.
They can even have liposuction. They can even have surgery. And none of us can afford that. None of us have the time. And none of us even can, most of us can't afford to eat well anyway, if we even know how to. Right? Mm-hmm. So,
well, I mean, speaking of celebrities, like, look at Oprah. That's mm-hmm. a woman who has struggled with her weight for years
mm-hmm.
and yo-yoed and was all different sizes. And to have to do that with media scrutiny, like, that's, I can't even, oh my God. The pressure mm-hmm. that I put on myself, and I'm a nobody, I can't imagine being in the spotlight and dealing with that.
Well, I'll tell you, working in radio, I mean, there's no doubt, the things that people say, that listeners will say to women, especially when, you know, it's on social media or a text message, mm-hmm. is disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, when I used to work on Kim and Beck, the things people would say to Kimberly about her looks and if she was overweight at all was, and look, you don't have to like what she says and what comes out of your mouth, but anybody saying these things to anybody is just disgusting. But they would never say that about Beck, who was just, you know, a bald dude, because he was a dude. And if he did, you'd almost like laugh at it. Same thing with me. Like, no one, if people said anything to me, it was almost hilarious if they would say, be like, I don't really care, whatever. And then, you know, I'd go eat a pint of ice cream and cry.
It's a sad day when, oh, she's fat, mm-hmm. is like the lowest of the low.
Mm-hmm.
or, oh my God, she's flat. Like, she's got no chest. Like, commenting on women's bodies to put them down. Like, there were comments that to this day, I still remember from middle school commenting. And I mean, I was a thin kid. So I don't know. It's very distressing and trying to be a good example for your children now is all well and good, but my good example cannot outweigh what society, the kind of pressure that they've put on people.
I mean, it really does come down to loving yourself, and I hate to say that, but it does.
Because it's so hard to do because you've got all of these outside factors.
And I also don't think it's wrong to be attracted to something. I just think there's a way to talk about it and behave. And, and it should never, someone's looks should not get them ahead in life if they're not as qualified as the person without the looks, although that happens all the time.
I was going to say, but it happens. It totally happens. It
happens all the time. I mean, that's how I always get my jobs.
Same.
I just you know, I walk in the room, I say, hello. How are you? I'm a pretty big deal. Not down there, but in other places. I'm a very big deal. People know me. Many leather-bound books. Rich Mahogany. Merlin Olsen. Well, it's been a very long week of doing this podcast. We've done so many shows this week. So sorry that Scott. I'm sorry for being sick. But what did we learn today or this week or whatever, Amy?
That you may or may not have the man flu or the man coronavirus because.
Well, for the record,
we all know how men blow stuff out of proportion.
Listen, if I have a hangnail, it is the worst day of my life. And you,
my arm's coming off.
You need to act like my mother in that position. Obviously, I need to wind you at all times. And you need to treat me like the little prince that I am.
You know what's really funny? I just watched the Everybody Loves Raymond episode last night where Ray gets sick and Deborah's like trying to take care of him and his mother's butting in. Like, that's what that makes me think of.
Yeah. Now, look, it's scientifically proven. Colds do affect men worse than women.
Oh, poor baby.
Scientifically proven. It is not my fault that biology makes me this way. Okay? I can't control my body.
Men are still in charge of a majority of things.
I don't
How
really
does
understand.
That work?
I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Decades and centuries of oppression.
I'm ready to move to the goddess colony. I am ready. I will invite the men in when I need you and then get out.
I'm kind of okay with that, actually.
I'm going to be with my ladies.
I'm kind of okay with that in some ways. I really am. I actually want to live there not because of perverted reasons, but because I just generally get along with women way better and find them way more interesting. I do.
Not for pervy reasons at all.
No, I am a perfect angel. What did I learn? I might need to go get a coronavirus test because of this cold.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. And I learned that Adele looks better than all of us now. And I'm kind of jelly, but whatever. Love yourself.
Hey, we could always do another diet bet.
We could.
We never talked about the diet bet. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
We'll talk about it Monday.
Monday.
I know we did so many shows this week and you're just exhausted and you're so excited about the next one. But yeah, we'll sum it up Monday. And I'm sorry because I talked to some people in the bet and some people did really well. Some people like me did not. But I think we will do another one, just not starting next week. Let's give it a couple weeks.
Oh, because Lord knows if we start another one, you're going to be sick. So
listen, this man cold is going to stick with me for a while. Okay. So I need to be perfectly tip top shape. All right, so maybe in 2021 we might be able to do the next one. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry I was sick this week, and please tell people to listen. Appreciate it. We're on 315 Live, 315live.com, and the 315 Live app, where you can listen every weekday morning 6 and 8 a.m. and on demand for free. Also, anywhere you can get your podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc., etc. So thank you for listening. We really appreciate you and have a great weekend and don't get the COVID.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.